One Man's Family, now brought to you transcribed every weekday night at this time by Tabsin, the new improved antihistaminic tablet for the symptoms of colds and hay fever. Another fine, dependable product of Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Overheard between Jack and Clifford in the library.
They get Dad home from the hospital, Cliff?
Yeah, he's up there in his room. Survived the trickiest, most delicate, painful, most unusual operation ever performed on a human being.
Huh?
That's right, Jack. If you go up, you'll get the full details. Yes, sir, the complete box score with all hits, runs, and errors.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. Friends, if the misery of hay fever or a summer cold is taking away some of your enjoyment of the summertime, I'd like to call your attention to some bright red tablets in a bright red package that you can get from your druggist. I mean Tabsin, spelled T-A-B-C-I-N. Tabsin is the improved antihistaminic tablet that can do more in relieving your misery. It is not just an antihistamine. Tabsin offers fast relief from the sniffles and sneezes, the watering and itching of the eyes and nose, but it does more. Tabsin also acts quickly to relieve the headache that so often accompanies summer colds and hay fever. Further than that, Tabsin is a smooth-coated tablet. It is easy to swallow, and it leaves no unpleasant aftertaste. Yes, for the misery of hay fever or a summer cold, take Tabsin quick. Feel better quick. T-A-B-C-I-N. Tabsin. The bright red tablets in the bright red package at all drugstores. Chapter 9, Book 77, The Book of Henry. They brought Henry Barber home from the hospital today. He is happy to be in his own bed again, surrounded by an attentive family. His wife, Fanny, has made him as comfortable as possible, and through the day has journeyed up and down the stairs, fetching and carrying. Yes, the head of the house of Barber, autocrat of the bed, impatient patient, is home and doing well. It is late afternoon now, and Fanny has just brought him some iced coffee. Downstairs, Clifford sits in the library with the evening paper as Jack comes in.
Hi, Cliff.
Oh, hi, Jack.
How's Dad? Did you get him home from the hospital all right?
Yeah, he's up there in his room. Survived the trickiest, most delicate, painful, most unusual operation ever performed on a human being.
Huh?
That, my dear young brother, is the present status of our father. If you go up, you'll get the full details, the complete treatment, the box score with all hits, runs, and errors.
What time did they bring him home?
Oh, a few hours ago. Mom's been running herself ragged ever since. Seems he wants something about every 5 minutes.
Yeah? Spoiled him in the hospital, I guess.
What do you mean, spoiled him in the hospital? That was taken care of years ago.
And he's coming along all right. Mom up there with him now?
Yeah, well, I tried to take over for a while this afternoon. The feminine touch. Dad complained I didn't do things the way Mom did. Well, of course, he's got something there. I'm not what you'd call a perfect nurse.
Yeah, can't beat Mom when it comes to taking care of somebody.
I tried to tell her we ought to get a nurse in for a few days, but she wouldn't go for it. Said she got plenty of rest while Dad was in the hospital, and she and Mrs. Kettleman could manage.
And Mrs. Kettleman rubs him the wrong way.
Oh, does she? She's been banished to the kitchen. She doesn't have a satisfactory bedside manner either. So, you see, we have family mansion.
Well, I think I'll go up and say hello to Dad so I can get back across the hedge. I just got home from the office and yelled to Betty that I was coming over here for a few minutes to see how Dad was making out. Want to go up with me?
Well, I...
Oh, come on, Cliff. We'll cheer him up. Come on.
No, I think I'll
okay,
just...
if you don't want to, I just... Oh, hi, Mom.
Why, Jack, I didn't know you were here. Going up to see your father?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. He's been hoping you'd come over as soon as you got home from the office. Have you seen Clifford?
Yeah, Mom, coming. What's Dad sent you down for now?
I'm going to fix him some iced tea.
I thought you just took him some iced coffee.
He decided the coffee might keep him awake tonight, so I'm going to make some tea for him.
Well, can't we take it up, Mom?
Yeah, you go sit down and read the paper or something.
Nonsense. You boys go and talk to him. I'll be up in a minute.
Now, look, Mom, you've been running...
No, I'm not a bit tired. Go on. Your father wants to talk.
Okay, I can't stay long.
You too, Clifford. He was wondering why you hadn't been in for the last couple of hours.
How about it, Cliff?
Oh, okay, I'm coming.
Tell your father I'll only be a minute.
Hey, what did I tell you, Jack?
Mom takes him coffee, wants tea. Then he'll want milk, probably.
Well, Mom seems to be thriving on it. Let's go.
And let's count these stairs going up. One, two, three.
What the heck are you doing that for?
I'm just going to see how many there were and then multiply that by the number of times.
Hey,
Molly...
you're getting a little wacky on the subject. Take it easy.
Why? Lost track anyway.
No cracks about Dad going down the hall. I see Mom's left his door open. Might hear
you. You don't give me credit for much sense, do you?
Oh, I didn't mean that. I just thought you might not have noticed.
I'm learning to be the most diplomatic guy you ever saw.
Yeah?
Is that you, Jack?
Well, how are you, Dad?
Yeah, yeah. Well, who gave you the slick hair comb?
Oh, your mother been fussing over me, Clifford. Sit down, sit down. Did you just get home from the office yet?
Uh-huh. Judge Hunter sent his regards. Said to tell you he'd try to get over to see you sometime next week.
Yeah, I'll expect him when I see him.
He's going to bring your will when he comes. He went all over it and it's being typed up.
Yes, yes.
Well, I just seem to be home anyway.
Glad to be out of that hospital. But, as you can see, I'm still bedridden. Been active all my life, and here I am, reduced to lying in bed.
A lot of people would welcome a good rest like this, Dad.
Beds were made to sleep in at night to refresh you for the day's work ahead. I'll never be able to reconcile myself to anybody taking to his bed in the daytime.
You better get used to it. You might be laid up for some time.
How's the knee feeling? Too early to tell anything about it, I suppose.
Oh, a very interesting operation. You hear it? They gave me to understand at the hospital that this was one of the most unusual of articular cases that they've ever encountered.
Yeah, I know.
Yes, made motion pictures of the whole thing.
Oh, sure, I knew that, Dad. Must have...
The surgeon informed me that witnessing my operation were not only students and interns, but doctors themselves. And not all young doctors either. No, men with years of experience and practice behind them were there to observe. You see, the incision they had to make was extremely large. It's all bandaged up now, so I can't show it to you. But I got a look at it this morning before I left the hospital. The doctor came in and dressed it. First time I really saw it. Well, yes, yes. A very large incision. And in a very vital part of the leg. Of course, we don't know
Hello,
yet.
Father.
Oh, well, Hazel, come in.
I saw Mother downstairs, and I brought your iced tea up for you. Shall I put it here on this table?
Yeah, thank you. That'll be fine.
Here, Hazel, I'll pull up a chair for you.
Well, thanks, Jack. How are you, Cliff?
Oh, fine, fine.
Isn't your mother coming in?
Pretty quick. She's telling Mrs. Kettleman what to do about dinner.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, Father, it's so nice to have you home again. I've been trying to get over here all afternoon to see you, but just as I was about to leave, Pinky came home with a bad blister on his heel. He'd been playing tennis and it broke. It really looked awfully raw and ugly.
Oh, hey, a blister like that can be kind of dangerous. You want to make sure he doesn't get an infection in it.
Oh, I know. That's what I was afraid of.
Jack, my boy, would you mind handing me that iced tea?
Oh, sure, Dan.
Here. Let me prop this other pillow behind you, Father.
Yes, yes. Thank you, my dear.
There you are.
Here's your iced tea, Dad.
Yes, it feels nice and cool. Been warm up here today.
Do you think you have any temperature?
I have to expect a certain amount of discomfort when you've been through a major operation, that's all.
Of course.
But it's very gratifying to be surrounded by my children this way. Now, if Paul and Claudia were only here...
They said they'd be down this weekend to see you again, Dad.
Well, I feel so guilty that I wasn't able to get over here sooner, but I was worried about Pinky.
Yes, yes. Hazel, just before you came in, I was explaining to the boys about how they made the incision in my leg.
Oh, boy.
Huh?
Nothing.
Yes, yes. Now, as I understand it, the patella, that's the kneecap itself, is what is known as a sesamoid. I may have that wrong, but I believe that's correct. Yes, yes, a sesamoid bone. Now, of course...
Well, this is quite a gathering.
Oh, Mother.
Is your iced tea sweetened up, Henry?
Oh, very good, Fanny.
Don't get up, Clifford.
Now, you sit down here, madam, and rest yourself. Now, come on.
All right. Here, you sit on the arm.
Yeah, okay.
Well, Dad, you get quite an audience.
This is what your father's been waiting for all day, haven't you, Henry? Every 5 minutes, he'd say, why doesn't Hazel come over? And
well, I was just explaining to Father why I was so late.
Yeah, we got somebody else's order to combat in the family, Mom.
What? I think he got a terrible blister today from playing tennis, Mother. But he's going to be all right, I think. I got him off his feet, and he's got his foot in a warm solution.
Excuse me. Would someone please take this glass? I don't believe I can drink any more of this iced tea.
Why, Henry, you've hardly touched it.
I'll try to drink a little more later, Fanny. It's tiring me to hold this glass.
I'll take it, Dan.
Thank you.
Maybe it's too confusing, all of us being in here at once.
No, don't go. Fanny, just as you came in, I was explaining about the structure of the lake and the difficulty they have in performing an operation of this kind. Now, as I understand it...
Just a minute, Henry. I want to hear the rest of this about Pinky. Hope you realize, Hadle, that you've got to be very careful with blisters.
Yeah, I told her that, Mom. You remember when Coolidge was president, wasn't one of his sons that died from getting an infection in a blister? Something like that, seems to me.
Yeah, I think you're right at that, Cliff. I think he got the blister from playing tennis, too.
Why, how awful.
Any little thing to cheer you up, Hazel.
Well, I don't think Pinky's is that serious, but maybe I'd better call Dr. Thompson this evening. Just to see what he says, Father.
Of course, in these days of penicillin and all that kind of stuff, you probably haven't got anything to worry about.
Yes, yes.
Just the same, I certainly would let Dr. Thompson look at it. Don't you think so, Henry?
Mm-hmm.
Call the doctor.
No. It's all right, family. I'm not suffering too much. I've got some pain, but I'm used to that by now.
What?
Oh, is your leg hurting, Father?
It's quite all right, thank you. Don't pay any attention to me.
The doctor told me to give you one of those pills if you...
I'm not going to take any more of it. That don't.
But if you have pain, Father, you want...
I haven't any pain.
You just got through telling us you did.
Have I been complaining?
No, Father. I think you're wonderful the way you've taken all the things you've had to go through.
Hmm?
All the pain you've endured in an operation.
Yes. Hazel, I don't believe you were here when I was telling Jack and Clifford about the motion pictures they took.
Oh, Henry, everybody in the family knows about those pictures.
Very well, Fanny.
Hey, Dad, I got a great idea. Let's see if we can't get a copy of the movie they took of your operation. We could run it here and have the whole family in to see it.
Excellent, Jack, excellent. That way I'd be able to explain the whole thing very graphically. You see, the incision they made...
Well, would you excuse me?
Huh?
This is where I came in, Dad.
Paul will be here in just a moment with further developments. Friends, for the misery of hay fever or a summer cold, remember Tabcin, spelled T-A-B-C-I-N, the bright red tablets in the bright red package at all drugstores. Take Tabcin quick, feel better quick. Tabcin is new, Tabcin is different. Tabcin can do more than just an antihistamine. True, it does provide a dependable, effective antihistamine for relief of the sniffles, the sneezes, the watering and itching of the eyes and nose, but it does more. Tabcin also offers quick relief from the headache that so often accompanies summer colds and hay fever. Yes, for fast, effective relief from the misery of hay fever or a summer cold, remember Tabcin. Tabcin is smooth-coated, easy to swallow, with no unpleasant aftertaste. T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabcin, the bright red tablets in the bright red package at all drugstores. All right, Paul.
Well, my adopted daughter, Teddy, is really quite excited. The army captain she met in Germany turned up in London, where Teddy is now stationed. He came especially to see her, and she was thrilled. I'd like to know more about him. So far, the only thing Teddy has said about his looks is, quote, he has the most beautiful teeth I've ever seen. Well, that's how it is with the barbers today. Good night.
This is the season for picnics, for vacations in the North Woods, for other outdoor fun. It's the season, too, for mosquitoes, chiggers, and other troublesome insects, and for poison ivy. But you can get fast relief from the itching and irritation of insect bites and poison ivy with Bactine, spelled B-A-C-T-I-N-E. Bactine is the remarkable new antiseptic and bactericide made by Miles Laboratories. Bactine is different from anything you've ever tried, so do try it. Ask for Bactine, B-A-C-T-I-N-E, 30 and 70 cents a bottle at your drugstore. One Man's Family is brought to you transcribed every weekday night at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Tabcin. Tomorrow, Chapter 10, Book 77. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto. One Man's Family comes to you from California. Stay tuned for Leon Pearson and the latest reports from the Far Eastern Battlefront. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.